one of my dearest god sisters, who was like a mother to me, she was on her deathbed in London, and I left from Mumbai to go to visit her. I happened by God's grace to come just the day before she passed away. And she was saying, she was a very, very independent, active, dynamic lady who loved to get things done and organize, and she was always caring about people. And here she was with cancer, paralyzed, crippled from the... crippled, emaciated. Her husband had to clean her excrement because she couldn't even move. And she said with a smile that even though I appear so helpless, she said, I have infinite relevance. I have infinite significance because Krishna loves me. And nothing could ever change that. Not disease, not even death. That's my greatest wealth, and that gives me such unlimited importance forever, that God loves me. And then she smiled and she said, but I have nothing to be proud of over anyone else, because God loves everybody. To experience God's love and to actually understand our own love for God is the greatest wealth. And it's within us. It simply has to be awakened. And that's what religion, that's what spirituality, that's what yoga, that's what true human culture is meant to do. Awaken the divinity that is within us. And to be an instrument of that divinity.